Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Hello, everybody. We're going to feature some local reporting now by one of our partner and member stations with some pretty global implications. Computers transformed libraries quite a while ago, then the internet transformed libraries once again, much more recently, and now ebooks may herald another big relook at the idea of books and reading and libraries. Many publishers are now refusing to sell ebooks to libraries or severely restricting access to them. It's an issue that reporter Sean Corcoran will explore in a forthcoming series for WCAI and our partner station WGBH in Boston. Jill Erickson is also featured in Sean's series. She's been a librarian at Falmouth Public Library in Falmouth, Massachusetts for the past 20 years. They join us from the studios of WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Jill and Sean, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John.
Good morning.
So, Jill, what is it that publishers have that's a problem with you lending out ebooks at your library there in Falmouth?
Well, I think their problem is that they think somehow they're going to lose money by selling to public libraries. And as a result of that, they wish not to sell to us, which seems so counterintuitive. As a public librarian, that publishers would not want to do business with us is, to me, just crazy. And it's crazy on their part as well.
Well, when you get a librarian heated up,
You know there's trouble.
That's right. So, Sean Corcoran, why would that argument about ebooks not apply to regular paper and hard copy books?
What we've heard this month, when the American Library Association has really been in talks with the different publishers, is the publishers talk about this thing called friction. When you go to a library and pick up a book, and then you have to return that book, that's friction getting in the way of you actually attaining that book. Now, when you have an online book, an ebook, there isn't that friction there because you can just sit in your home and easily download that library book, and then you don't even have to return it. It just disappears. So they say that lack of friction really changes the business model. And right now, there is no uniformity across the publishing industry, as you indicated, in terms of a business model. Some are not selling at all. Some are selling some titles, but not other titles. And then we have this other move that's come just recently from HarperCollins, where they'll sell it to a library, but only 26 loans are allowed, and then it disappears from the device or it has to be purchased. And that, when I was doing this series, you indicated getting, you don't want to see librarians upset. I mean, I haven't seen librarians so upset about anything since the Patriot Act, and they're still upset about that. It's what they wanted to talk about everywhere I went as I was doing this library series.
Well, that's fascinating. One of the people you spoke with is Kerry Russell from the American Library Association, who really casts this as a fight between publishers' view of business models and Americans' view of democracy itself. Listen.
Lending is an essential public service in a democracy. We value the fact that we can buy books and lend them, whether it is by ownership, like with a print book, or whether it's through a license agreement that is favorable to what we want to do with a book.
Now, she's right that we've come to believe that, but that wasn't necessarily what the framers thought. That's sort of an Andrew Carnegie idea that grew up with his philanthropy, but it is something we value today. How do you see that playing out, Sean?
Well, no one's really sure how it's going to play out. You talk to people in the industry, and they're kind of like, well, we'll settle this eventually. And there's, as I said, there are discussions going on. You talk to different librarians, and some are really upset about the publishers who won't sell at all. Others are really even more upset about HarperCollins saying 26 downloads, HarperCollins essentially telling librarians how they will lend. But then you have the other librarians saying, well, you know, compared to no book at all, 26 doesn't sound so bad. So even among librarians, there's disagreement.
And here's what an editorial director at one of the publishers believes. This is Eric Gilge. He's the editorial director at Zenith Press. It's part of the Keyside Publishing Group. Listen.
People are just trying to figure out what to do and find a mutually agreeable model that benefits both the publisher and the libraries. I think there's just tension in terms of what publishers think happens at libraries versus the reality.
All of that tape is from Sean Corcoran's series. He's a senior reporter for WCII and our partner WGBH, all about this issue of ebooks and libraries. Jill Erickson, you also appear in Sean's series, but have you had any experiences where someone has wanted a book and you say, well, it's an ebook and we're not allowed to get ebooks here, and you've had to turn them away?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all you have to do is look at yesterday's New York Times bestseller list, top 10 fiction hardcover bestsellers. Of those 10, 5 we can't buy, 4 we can buy, and 1 we can buy, but we can only have 26 circulations, which is crazy. I mean, I have my great example is I have a 1938 T.E. Lawrence, Seven Pillars of Wisdom. Believe me, that's gone out more than 26 times. So it's very frustrating, and our patrons don't understand it. Why will publishers not sell to you? We don't understand it. So it's very hard to explain to somebody why we don't have Stephen King's new book as an ebook, because people want it as an ebook.
So, Jill, I can buy it, right? And I
That's
can
right.
lend it to my friends, and
That's
the publishers
right.
have no problem with that, but you do it, and it's some huge capitalist problem.
That exactly. And this thing of friction that Sean was talking about, what the publishers don't seem to understand is that most people cannot, in fact, use their e-readers. The people we see, we've trained over 200-plus people on how to use their e-readers just in the last couple of months. So this idea that they're not coming to the library and that it's too easy to get an e-book from the library is probably true for a big demographic, but not for the people we're seeing.
All right, that's Jill Erickson, librarian at the Falmouth Public Library in Falmouth, Massachusetts. Sean Corcoran, what is the scale, economically speaking, of what libraries are likely to lose and what publishers believe they stand to gain? Is there any way of calculating that?
We haven't seen that analysis. We do know that libraries spent $26.5 million on ebooks last year. That's double from 2010. Everywhere I go, the librarians are saying usage is up, and they're saying, we don't understand it. We're training folks to actually use these devices, and we can't even get the books for them. And they're really, it's quite an issue.
Publishers are famous for not making money. It sort of stands to reason they would scoff at $26 million, eh, Sean?
And they couldn't control the books. Now they might be able to control the electronic version of them.
Sean Corcoran, senior reporter for WCII on our partner WGBH in Boston.